From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Wednesday, June 30th. Coming up, today is the last day of Pride Month. We'll hear from someone who's attended several Pride events in Champaign-Urbana and why they're important to her. That conversation coming up in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. The investigation continues into Monday night's explosion at a residence hall on the University of Illinois Urbana campus. Illinois Newsroom's Jim Meadows reports.
The explosion at Hendrick House blew the roof off of a small one-story building attached to the back of the privately owned residence hall's east wing. No one was hurt, but 56 residents were evacuated to temporary housing. Investigators from the Urbana Fire Department and the Illinois Fire Marshal were at Hendrick House on Tuesday. Fire Chief Chuck Lau says they still don't know the cause of the explosion or whether it's safe to move back in.
The structural
from WILL's Illinois Newsroom,
to find out
this
is
217
is
Today.
To be able to be
I'm Brian Moline. It's Wednesday, June 30th.
But right now, we're
coming up, today is the last day of Pride Month.
Move in yet.
Hear from
reports
someone who's
of an
attended
exploding
several Pride
boiler
events
at
in Hendrick
House came from a maintenance worker who made the
that
initial
conversation
call for
coming
help.
Up in just
but
a few
says
minutes.
The investigation
first,
into the exact cause of the explosion is ongoing.
The investigation continues into Monday night's explosion at a residence hall on the University of Illinois Urbana campus. Illinois Newsroom's Jim Meadows reports. Public health officials say a more contagious variant of the coronavirus is fueling a rise in infections just to our west in Missouri. In the last week, the number of cases among Missourians has increased more than 18% compared with the week before. Epidemiologists from the state health department estimate the Delta variant makes up about one half of all the variants identified in Missouri patients. Dr. Hillary Babcock is an infectious disease specialist at BJC
the
Healthcare.
Delta variant
she
does
says other
both.
Variants
so
were more contagious,
more
but did not seem to fuel a rise in
and
hospitalizations
it
or case numbers.
The severity of disease and whoever gets it.
She says the most effective way to stop the variant from spreading is for people to get the COVID-19 vaccine. College athletes throughout Illinois will now be able to profit off their name, image, and likeness. As Illinois Newsroom student journalist Farah Anderson reports, Illinois colleges are looking to keep more students from leaving the state.
Governor J.B. Pritzker visited the University of Illinois State Farm Center on Tuesday to sign the bill, which comes about a week after the Supreme Court ruled the NCAA could not place limits on education-related benefits that schools provide student athletes. University of Illinois Athletic Director Josh Whitman says he is looking to keep more talent in-state.
I absolutely think this is a recruiting tool for us. I think that there's a commitment, and you've seen it from the people who are here behind me, to make sure that the state of Illinois's universities, and certainly here at the University of Illinois, remain at the forefront of those changes.
Illinois is the 20th state in the country to allow college athletes to profit off their name. I'm Farah Anderson, Illinois Newsroom.
The Macon County Health Department is hosting a COVID-19 vaccine clinic today at its offices on East Condit Street in Decatur. The walk-in clinic for the Pfizer vaccine is open to anyone age 12 and older today from 1 to 3:15 p.m. A parent or guardian must accompany anyone under the age of 18 who wishes to get the vaccine. Everyone who gets the shot must be able to return to the health department on July 21st for the second dose. Find more information at the Macon County Health Department website. Still to come, what have Pride Month events meant to people in the Champaign-Urbana community? We'll talk to one Champaign activist who's attended several of them this month. Her conversation with Illinois Newsroom's Carolina Garibay is next on 217 Today.
Healthcare has never been more important as the coronavirus pandemic continues to touch every aspect of our lives. I'm Christine Herman, health reporter for Illinois Newsroom, working to make sense of what's going on with rich storytelling and helpful analysis for listeners across the state. Hear what I uncover next on AM 580 and FM 90.9, or look for my stories online at illinoisnewsroom.org.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. Today marks the last day of Pride Month. Many cities celebrated the month with parades, festivals, and other events, including Champaign-Urbana. One of the most active organizations in CU this month was Uniting Pride. Nicole Friedman is an activist and Champaign resident who's attended several Pride Month events, including Uniting Pride's Queer Clothing Swap, Pride Dance Party, and Drag Picnic. She spoke with Illinois Newsroom's student journalist Carolina Garibay about her activism and the importance of these events, starting with her experience at the Drag Picnic. Friedman says it was a great way to celebrate Pride while staying safe, as COVID-19 was still fresh on her mind.
It was a nice entree into it because it was still outside and you felt like there was a level of safety involved. It didn't feel so overwhelming in relation to the anxiety of being back in person. It was, and it was a truly fantastic event. The energy there was so positive. The drag performers were thrilled to be back and performing for a crowd, and people could not throw their dollars at them fast enough, which was lovely. And the energy of gathering was so special. And it was great being outside because then kids could participate and it was a family-friendly event. And that was really lovely and positive. So that really helped me transition. I definitely have had anxiety around being back in person with people, even when, you know, when Dr. Fauci says it's safe, I trust him, but it still doesn't impact the anxiety mentally and emotionally of doing something you haven't done in a year and a half. So that was a lovely entrance back into it. And then I think the next one I went to was the dance party at Rose Bowl, which was so different because it was inside and it was a tiny little bar. And I was vacillating from minute to minute between total elation that it felt like we were here again with our people and in a space that was affirming and we were celebrating Pride. It was emotionally exhausting, but very fulfilling. And there was so much joy that came out of it. I was really pleased to have been a part of that.
And you said you describe yourself as an activist. Can you talk a little bit about what drew you to being an activist and why that's important for you?
So my story is a pretty long one. My mom was a teacher and I was on the picket lines with her and her union when I was a small girl. And she went to knock doors for political candidates and I was with her on those lines. It's as though it's been a part of my story since the very beginning. And as in junior high school, one of our teachers took us on a in-service day to a local homeless shelter. We did a day of service. And I came back from that with a friend of mine, my best friend at the time, and we were both convinced we hadn't done nearly enough. So we started a school group called Kids Who Care, and we did a whole bunch of fundraisers to go back and do another day of service there. Sort of never stopped from there. I've just been really active since that time, but it just is the kind of thing that's been woven through my DNA. It's a core piece of who I am.
In what ways do you think that Champaign could maybe improve in supporting and providing resources for the LGBTQ+ community?
The area that could use the most work is understanding that it's not a them or us problem, and that a better environment for LGBTQ+ folks is a better environment for everybody. I think that people tend to think of it as an us or them problem, right? If you're either in our community or you're not in our community and things impact you or don't impact you in that way. I just don't think that's true, but I know that's not true. I know that a better environment for portions of the community means a better environment for the entire community. I think, you know, changing mindsets around this doesn't just impact the one kid in the one school who's struggling with their identity, right? This impacts the entire classroom. And then it impacts all of the families, and then it impacts the entire community, right? So I wish that could become a broader message, a more communicated message, and a more listened-to message.
That's Nicole Friedman of Champaign. She spoke with Illinois Newsroom student journalist Carolina Garibay. Friedman says she plans on being involved with more Uniting Pride events in the future, including the Pride Parade in September. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says showers and thunderstorms are likely today with a high of 81 degrees. That's all for today. 217 Today is produced by Carolina Garibay. Reporting today contributed by Jim Meadows, Sarah Fentum, Farrah Anderson, and Carolina Garibay. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.